Prevost is a manufacturer of upscale intercity buses and a producer of high-end motorhomes and specialty conversions. It is affiliated with the Volvo Group, a global transportation manufacturer which also owns Nova Bus, another bus manufacturer located in Plattsburgh. This week, the New York City Metropolitan Transit Authority's Board of Directors approved a $164.8 million contract with Prevost, based in St. Clair, Quebec, to build 300 buses in Plattsburgh. Calls to the Canadian company were not returned in time for this broadcast, as it is in the midst of its annual two-week summer holiday. Plattsburgh North Country Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Gary Douglas has been working to bring the company to the area and explains that Prevost will be co-located next to existing manufacturer Nova Bus.
Prevost and Nova are separate companies, both Canadian divisions of Volvo out of Sweden. Nova is a company that makes transit buses, the kinds of buses you see on public transportation systems normally. Prevost is a maker of the higher-end motor coaches. In fact, Greyhound and Trailways have buses from them. Many of those high-end motor coaches that rock stars and presidential campaigns use are made by them. So it's a totally different class of bus and a different company. They're cousins, both owned by Volvo, but they're different companies.
Douglas continues that the differences are what makes the MTA contract so significant.
It is bringing Plattsburgh a new company, a new bus assembly operation, which we always hoped would eventually follow Nova. Once we got Nova here and we helped them develop a good pipeline of business and showed what we could do here in Plattsburgh, that at some point they would end up bringing Prevost to Plattsburgh as well, and that's happening. There'll be some synergies and some sharing between the two operations, but they are two companies. It gives us really our third major well-known transportation equipment company in Plattsburgh.
Prevost must build its 8,700-square-foot facility next to Nova before it begins manufacturing the MTA buses, according to the Chamber's Gary Douglas.
Construction has been awaiting the award of this order. It's designed, it's approved, but it has always been pending this first major order to jumpstart the operation. Potentially down the road, there could be further expansion on the site there for Prevost and also for Nova. They'll have their own workforce, eventually of an estimated 49 people producing Prevost buses. There will be some opportunities for those workers to go back and forth, however, which can also provide some stability. If Prevost is between contracts but Nova is busy, people can move in one direction or vice versa. So there's a benefit there as well in terms of stability of the workforce going forward.
SUNY Plattsburgh Department of Economics and Finance Chair Colin Reed, who is running for a seat on the Clinton County Legislature, notes that the existing transportation manufacturers, Nova Bus and Bombardier, which manufactures rail cars, have been consistent in securing multi-million-dollar contracts. The addition of a third transit manufacturing company establishes a niche for economic development in the region.
It really helps build the infrastructure, the support, and the marketing for this region. We're really becoming known as a manufacturer of novel solutions to rapid transit, both through Bombardier, Nova Bus, and now Prevost. The other thing, the reason Prevost won this contract is that we can show a greater local content and New York content in our manufacturing than some competitors. So that translates to me in keeping more dollars in our local community because of our higher local content than competing bids.
Construction on Prevost's manufacturing facility is expected to proceed quickly now that the MTA contract has been secured. MTA officials say the new buses will replace the oldest in the city's fleet and will be used on express routes from the outer boroughs into Manhattan. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.